6 to 9, 215, 110. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Steefer, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm featuring Hit Me Over the Head With It by Lucille Clement, and I found this band through the algorithm. I really think when I was playing, you know, Kelsey on repeat, like last week's episode, Kelsey Walker, they might be friends on Instagram. So, you know, the algorithm plays, you know, what other people listen to. So yeah, that might've influenced the algorithm, but yeah, that's how I found them. Let me tell you, it was love at first listen. The vocals, the lyrics cut me deep in my panza, but it was still rocking. It had me cleaning the casa. I was crying. I was driving. I was crying. I don't know. A lot of it resonated with me. And then Rod pissed me off. And then I had some songs on repeat, you guys. That being said, I hope this episode gets edited on time. Anyways, with that, we are going to play a clip of... Well, we got a clip, you guys. Yay! I love and appreciate clips. So there's no information about the song, but it is a short clip from the band, and I appreciate anything, you guys. They were probably super busy, like, because this album just dropped like last Friday. So anyways, we're going to play that short little clip from the band, and then we're going to play a clip of Hit Me Over the Head With It.
Great songs.
Hey, we're Lucille Clement. Thank you so much for listening to our song, Hit Me Over the Head With It. Our second album is coming out Friday, June 19th. We would love it if you gave it a listen. Thanks so much for featuring our music on your podcast. Yay! Yay! Thanks so much.
I know what you're thinking. If you're looking at the numbers on Spotify, you're like, Deeper, this is way more than 1,000 listens. Okay, well, middle finger. I don't care. Dude, for the album release, like, I just had to like have it like this. I just had to have this song, just like I had to have it on the podcast as soon as possible, because yeah, I knew the numbers were high on this song. For the rest of the album, there's some that don't have over 1,000 listens. Poop Hole Loophole, okay? And We're going on average here for the album. I know it just came out. Those numbers are going to grow so fast. But I loved this, you guys. You have no idea like how much I loved this. Let's get into it. So this is off of their self-titled sophomore album, Lucille Clement. And like they said, it just dropped last week. They have another album from 2024. What is that one called? How Have You Been? Was a bit more mellow, but just as good. Still cut, like, oh my God, these lyrics just cut me deep in my panza. I love this band. I love the lyrics. I love the energy, but really it's the vocals. And I've said this before, I'm not going to touch like on this too much because I've mentioned this band before on the podcast. The vocals reminded me of The Rouge. And you guys know I love, love, love The Rouge. They haunt my dreams. They are no longer together. But yeah, like The Rouge and Alice in Chains, just like I have these like vivid dreams. Like I have these memories of waking up from like really vivid dreams with like Alice in Chains or The Rouge just like blaring in my head years ago. And so that's what I say, like it haunts my dreams. And yeah, like I think that is a rare compliment that you will get like on this podcast. If your music haunts my dreams. Yeah, that's more than a cutting me deep in my panza, you guys. Yeah. So I just love that connection just made me love this band so much. I loved everything that they had to offer. And Rod heard it too. I played this and I was like, who do the vocals remind you of? And then I named it. I said The Rouge and he was like, oh, yeah, I hear it. I think we were listening to some live performances on YouTube or something and he didn't really get it. And then he was listening to the album and he was like, no, yeah, I hear it. In some parts, not all parts, but in some parts. And that was enough for me to just be like, yes, dude, yes. I fucking love this band. I hope you will follow Lucille Clement. That's Lucille Clement _ on Instagram. I hope you follow me at DeeferMusic, DeeferMusic. Hit me over the head with it. We'll be added to the Expand Your Playlist /110 podcast playlist where you can find most of the songs that I've ever featured on this podcast. Sadly, I don't think I will ever see this band. They are from Tennessee. I would love to visit Tennessee like one day. I don't know. Maybe. But not anytime soon, you guys. But yeah, I would love to see this band live. Come to California, you guys. Play the offbeat. play Alex's Bar, please. I will go to those shows. Just some updates. Folk Music Center is having an open mic this Sunday, if that's something that you guys want to partake in. It's a strict like one song or 5 minutes, or maybe you can squeeze into, but like they will pull the plug on you if you go over the time, you guys. I think it's 5 minutes. So yeah, but amazing, amazing mic at Ben Harper's mom's place. That's Folk Music Center. And if you are in Palm Desert, I'll be doing a 10-minute comedy set at the Spotlight 29 Casino. I'm moving up in the world. I'm doing casinos, you guys. I'm opening for Carlos Escobar on July 10th. Yeah, at the casino, Spotlight 29 Casino in Palm Desert at 8 o'clock, you guys. It's a Friday. Come out. Take the 2-hour drive. And yeah, I would offer to carpool, but we're staying the night. And yeah, we're not sharing a hotel with you guys, or else we would totally carpool if we were doing like a one-nighter, but that's not gonna happen. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you listen next time to check out a small artist or a band. Say hi to your dog for me. Bye.